Okay, daf tzadi dal. Today is daf tzadi dal. That is today's daf. It's a very, very hard daf. I do not know it. So you'll have to help me. We'll do the best that we can. Try to cover as much as we can. Turn up, let's start from the top. Let us start five lines from the top. Again, for the third time, I want to warn you, I do not know the daf. So we'll do the best that we can. Tanan Rabbanan, here we go. Hayai Meid Chutz Limo Di'in. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah discussed the sugya of Chutz Richuk Makam. A person finds himself outside of Yerushalayim. He's Chayiv, he is Potter from bringing the Karban Pesach Rishon because he's a Richuk Makam. That's one of the two exemptions. Either he's Tanei, or he is a Derek Ruchayga. And he's a potter from the Pesach Rishon, and instead he brings the Pesach Sheni. However, let's say he was not Bederech Ruchayga, he was inside, let's say, make it very, very simple, he's in the Azara, can't do better than that, you're in the Azara, and he decides, you know what, I'm not going to participate in the Karban Pesach, he is Chayv Karis. He's chayv karis for being mevatel mitzvah seder deraisa, bring a karban pesach. Especially in this case, when he had the opportunity to do so. Okay, so now we're not going to discuss this moment in time, the laws of being tamei. That we're going to get to the parameters. That we'll get to on the next after on the base. That's where we discuss in much more detail. Let's just discuss now richuk makom. So here we have, good morning, shalom aleichem. So here we have Tarnabanan, Misha Chayavichutz Lomodim. A person was outside Modim. Modim is the name of a place. It's a name of a place along the outskirts of Yerushalayim. The Yachali Konis, and now Modim seemingly means that, according to the Mishnah, there's a calculation. If you're outside Modim, if you're staying in that location, it's not possible for you, if you walk at a casual pace, to reach the Azara, the gate, to reach the location where you need to be to bring your Karban Pesach on time. You're not going to make that. We don't know the exact calculation, the time, how much to, exactly when they're going to shut the Karban Pesach, but basically, the basic Yisoid is, if you're outside of Modim, it's at the time of Erev Pesach at Chatzos, when the Zman Shchitas Pesach begins, you're not going to make it. Meila, you are considered to be Bederech Rechoika, and you are not Chayiv Karis for not bringing the Karban Pesach. However, let's say, although you are outside of Modim at the time of Chatzos Erev Pesach, when the Zman Shchita begins, but if you would go on a helicopter, or you would flag down a taxi, you could make it.
To see a horse or mule.
Oh, so you can use some type of with a what?
With a Karban Pesach.
With a Karban Pesach. Well, you don't have to bring the animal. You just participate in someone else's Karban Pesach. Okay.
Well, you have it on your shoulders or what?
So if you're going some type of artificial transportation to get there on time. So what is the halacha? Do we follow the person's natural, casual pace, or do we follow the rule of being able to travel there through some type of faster transportation? So here it says, you're able to go reach your destination with horses, with mules. So the yachal, I would think he's chayiv karis for not bringing the carbon pass because he did have the opportunity, the ability to do so. No, it says in the pasuk v'derech lo haya. It says in the pasuk, and he was not. The only time he'll be chayev karis is if he was present and he was not on the derech. Here, the halah haya b'derech. This person was on the derech. Even though it's true that he could have come, he could have arrived by going through a susu peret, but the bottom line is he was on the derech. And this is really an extra pasuk. The pasuk repeats itself twice. Okay, we're not going to go through the different psukim, but basically the pasuk repeats itself twice. And from the extra pasuk, we have a right to darshan that if physically you were on the derech, you are potter from karis, because the bottom line is you were on the derech, even though you did have the ability to reach your destination on time by going through a sus or a parrot. Okay, is that clear? Okay, now let's go to the other example. Let's say the person was within Modim. So if he would walk at a casual pace, he would reach his destination. Gridlock. you're in a car, you're in a wagon, and you're within Modim. If you walk, you get out of your car, you get out of your wagon, off your horse and mule, and you walk, you'll make it. Because that's what the calculation of Modim is. But right now, I'm not in the mood of walking. I want to go in my wagon, my car, my wagon, my gomel, and there's gridlock. There are a lot of wagons on the road. There are a lot of camels on the road. So if I go and I stay in traffic, I will not make it on time. The question is, am I mechuyif to abandon my wagon and walk with my feet to bring the car in Pesach or not? The answer is yes. You're mechuyif to get out of the wagon, to get off the camel, and to walk to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karban Pesach. And if you fail to do so, there is a chiyuv karis. That's what it says. Haya.
Yeah, but you see Rashi.
Because you're not on the road. Because you're on the road. And since in this instance he is within Modim, being within Modim is no longer considered to be b'derech l'chayka. You're not called b'derech l'chayka. B'derech l'chayka, haray l'chayka b'derech. Let's see what you say to Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, b'bnei gemal mekronos, v'uhayya mevi banu b'nei besu aleihem. He was bringing his wife and children on these wagons. So he's mechuyiv, I would think, chayiv, she'ein ze'oynes. He's chayiv. This is not called an oynes, an uncontrollable accident. He has the obligation to escape. Yeah. Say to his wife and children, see you later. See you later. I have to get to the Beis HaMikdash before they close the doors. The Leilich Yechidi, he has an obligation to leave his wife and children and to travel alone to reach the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karban Pesach. Okay, so what's the bottom line? Okay, we finished.
So what's with his wife and children? Okay, let's say his children.
So they'll come themselves. They'll come later. They will stay with the wagon. They will arrive at the hotel later and he'll come. He'll come to give them some piece of Karban Pesach. Okay, so the bottom line
is... have to be there?
No, they do not. Okay, so we have here learned two halachas. We have a pasuk, the pasuk of derech lohoya. From this we learn two halachas. The critical location is the city, the marker called Modim, whatever that is, Modim. If the person is physically outside Modim, even though he can get there quicker through some type of modern means of transportation, it does not matter. That's not how the Torah made the calculation. The Torah's calculation was based upon your casual, the normal walking distance. And the male, if you're outside Modim, you are potter from bringing the Karban Pesach. If you are physically within Modim, then you are chayiv karis if you don't bring the Karban Pesach. And there are no excuses. Don't say, I'm sitting in my beautiful wagon, and my wagon is blocked by another 25 wagons in front of me. There's gridlock. It's too bad. Leave the wagon and walk. You can walk from within Modim and reach the Beis HaMikdash before they close the gates and offer your Karban Pesach. If you fail to walk from within Modim to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Karban Pesach, there is a chiyuv karis, and you're no longer eligible to bring the Karban Pesach Sheni.
And technically speaking, they close the gates at Shkiyah?
They close the gates, yeah. Whatever the calculations, they don't close the Mamash at Shkiyah, they bring the Tomishol Shal Ben Havayim. There's a whole Seder, we learned that once before, what exactly is Manamar. Yeah.
You probably answered this a long time ago. Why is the karis attached to a
Nasei? It's the two exceptions. It's Gzeres HaKosef. Mila and Pesach are the two exceptions where you have a Chiyuv Karis even though it's an Aseh. There are 36 Chayvei Kresos, 34 of them are Lois Aseh and 2 are Aseh, but it's an exception to the rule. So in this situation, the person had an obligation to do something, he did not do so, it's Chayvei Karis. Okay, here we go. Amarab. Okay, so that concludes one shtickle gemar. Now we go into a very technical gemar, very hard gemar. Tanabon. Shisa alfei parse havi alma. Okay, again, all this agada, it's not to be taken literally, obviously. These are sisrei Torah. We'll do the best that we can. There are 6,000 parsois in the world. Okay, a parsa is 4 mil. A mil is approximately 3/4 of a mile. So what does that make? What does that make? 4 times 3/4 is about 3 miles, right? Is that correct? Am I my math is totally off?
Yeah, three. 3/4 of 4 is 3.
That's right. So they're about 3 miles. So one parsa is about 3 miles. Okay? It's approximately 3/4 of a mil is approximately 3/4 of a mile. Okay. So the Gemara tells us, now we have any mathematicians, see the Gemara says over here, Carmen, you can do all the math for us. Shisha alfei parsa havi alma, the world is 6,000 parsois from end to end. You want to go travel the world from end to end, it's 6,000 parsois. The sumcha de rekia, the thickness, now that the thickness of the rekia is alpha parsai, is 1,000 parsa. Okay, so from end to end it's 6,000, and the thickness, meaning the thickness, whatever this, these are all very mystical concepts, whatever it means, is 1,000. The Gemara says, Chad the Gemara, there are two calculations, 6,000 versus 1,000. One is a tradition. Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, Chad Gemara, v'chad ha-Sorah. And the second calculation, the 1,000 of the thickness is logical. Now, how do we come to, what does that mean? The Gemara explains. Number one, Savlok Yehodah Rab Bar Bar Chana. Rava, that made this calculation, holds like Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. What did he say? Kama mahalich adam beinoni biyoyim. How much can a person in the adam beinoni walk biyoyim? How much, if you set out to walk, how much can you walk during the walk a day? So, now, what is, by the way, what is a day? A day is alois to sunset. Okay, alois means from dawn to dusk. Okay, that's what we call a day. A person works, you work, you're already out walking as soon as it's alois hashachar, the first crack of dawn, until the stars come out. Now that's more than sunrise to sunset. How much can a person walk from dawn to dusk? Kama mahalich odom benoni bayom yud parsos, 10 parsos. Okay, 10 parsos. So think of that, 40 mil. 40 mil is 30 miles. Can you walk 30 miles a day? When I was in Mogen Avraham, we went on a hike. We walked 32 miles.
Yeah.
We broke the record. 32 miles, we got these what? 30, I came back, I couldn't walk for a week. My legs were so stiff when I came back. It was a suicide mission. And there was a concert, and now we missed the concert. But we walked in, they took the car, took the van, and they followed our path. And they came back and they told us it was 32 miles. Okay, 30.
You would have bumped and got lost.
We didn't get lost. We didn't get lost. They came to, they whatever, 30. Okay, so the Gemara here is the person who walked a day 30 miles. So we overdid it by 2.
That's why
you left. Well, first of all, we came back at night. We came back and it was pitch black. We came back very late at night.
You left after Jack's.
We left very, very early. There were probably about 20 of us. And
you stopped for chakras.
No, we davened Shacharis. We davened Shacharis as early as possible, mates. So, whatever. Okay.
So
the Gemara says that it was a suicide. It was a suicide mission. The Gemara says the Gemara. I don't know. I guess it's just mind boggling. Why we seem so stupid?
Why were you so stupid when you were young? Though?
why we did this? But this is all done with supervision. Today, this would never happen. Okay. But in any event, the Gemara says a person walks 10. Average person can walk 10 parsos a day. What is a day? From dawn to dusk. What is a parsa? 4 mil. What is a mil? 3/4 of a mile. So it comes out to roughly 30 miles. Okay, 30 miles. Kama odam beinoni, kadam mahalach odam beinoni, yom parsos. Me'alois ha-shachar, now the Gemara makes it. Now here comes the point that we need for our Gemara. Me'alois ha-shachar, from dawn, ha-netz, this is critical, from dawn until netz, is hachama hey milin, 5 milin. Okay, that's now the Gemara is making the Gemara doesn't have any proof for this. The Gemara is making this assumption 5 mil. So 5 mil is about 4 and a little bit and a quarter miles. Correct? At 4 and a quarter miles. Kama, how much the person who come No. It's less. It's almost 4 miles. It's less. It's a quarter less than 4 miles. 3 3/4 miles, approximately. So kama oda meinim mahalach biyom yud parsos. 10 the entire day, 10 parsos. Me'alei sashachar viyad hanetzachama is hey milin. Mishkiya Sachama from sunset at Say Sakhov Mchamishamilan. Nimsa, now let's make the calculation. It's very critical to understand this because we need the Sal Gemara. Let's make the, what's the calculation? A person goes in 10 parasos. Now what is 10 parasos? How many mil are there in a parasa? 4. So how many parasos the person walk the entire day? 40. Are you with me?
Yeah.
How many parasos? How many, first let's stop. How many milin are there in a parasa? 4.
Right.
There are 4 milin in a parasa. You okay? How much does a person walk? How much does a person walk a day? A person walks a day 10 parasols. How many milin is that? 40. 10 times 4, 40. How much does he walk from dawn to sunrise? 5. How much does he walk from sunset until, say, sunset until the stars come out? 5. That's a total of 10. What is 10? Ten divided by ten of forty is
one quarter.
Exactly, it's one fourth. Now that we know that ratio, here comes the Gemara. The Gemara said, how far does the sun, let's go back to what we said before, the world, how big is the world? From one end to the other end. 6 parsos. Right? That's how we Gemara started. Amarava. Amarava. To go back to the two dots. Amarava. Kashis alfe parsa. The world is 6,000 parsos.
6,000.
One end to the other end. And the thickness of the earth is 1,000. Case. Now, 1 to 6. When does the sun. Now, here's the key part, point of the Gemara. When does the sun cut through the thickness of the atmosphere? And the Gemara's understanding, and the Gemara, again, these are very abstract concepts. This is not reality, this is the way Chazal understand the world. During dawn to sunrise, and from sunset to, say, Tzei Chavim. When dawn begins, at the moment of dawn until sunrise, then the earth, the sun, is cutting through the thickness. The sun first appears at sunrise, correct? The sun appears at sunrise. But you can already see rays of the sun at dawn. So what is happening at dawn to sunrise? What is happening?
It's getting up.
The sun is cutting through the thickness of the earth, of the atmosphere. What is happening when the sun sets? Just because the sun sets, there's still light outside. When are the rays of the sun no longer visible? Dusk. Correct? So what's happening from sunset to dusk? The sun is cutting through the atmosphere.
And then the kochavim become visible.
Now, we made a calculation that it's one-fourth. Here's the calculation.
What were you calculating before? The fourth?
We're calculating the 1,000. The Gemara says that the end, the world, from one end to the other end is 6,000. That is a tradition. And then we wanted to say that the thickness of the earth is 1,000, which really is 1/6 of end to end. Right, we go from end to end is 6,000 parsa. The thickness is 1,000. Yeah. So what are we suggesting? The thickness is 1/6 of the end to end. Okay, so. A little lower. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You did good because I didn't recognize this.
Okay. So we have over here the sun. The end of the earth from one end to the other end is 6,000. The thickness, the Gemara is suggesting, Misvara, is 1,000, 1/6. How are we getting this calculation? Here we go. The calculations go as follows. The person can walk in the day. How much can he walk in the day? 10 parsos.
Right.
40. Now, from that 40, let us deduct, let us subtract 10. Why are we subtracting 10? Because five the person worked 5 in the morning, 5 at night. So what are we left with the main part of the day? From the time the person walks, from when the sun is above the horizon until the sun sets, total of 30.
30.
Now, what is 30 divided by 6?
5.
Oh, that's the key number. 30 divide, what is 1/6 of 30? 5. How much does a person walk from the time of dawn until sunrise? 5. Mm-hmm. How much does he walk from sunset until dusk? 5. So the ratio, that's the key point that we need, the ratio of the time of going, cutting through the surface is 1/6 of the time when the sun is above the horizon. Okay, let's review the calculation one more time, just for me to get everything straight. The Gemara makes a statement. The statement is, we have a tradition, a chmesoira, from the earth, the distance from one end of the world to the other end of the world is 6,000 parsa. 6,000. It's all we have, a tradition. Along comes Rava, and Rava says, I can figure out that from end to end, anything that has an end, right, you have an end, right? Here's the world. The world is flat. Make no mistake about it. Okay, make no mistake, the world is flat. From end to end is 6 parsa, 6,000 parsa. What's the thickness? The thickness of the horizon? We don't know. No one told us anything. But we're going to figure out now that it must be 1,000. The thickness from here to here is 1,000. How do I know the thickness is 1,000? Because let's make a similar, let's compare it to something similar. How much can a person walk in one day? A person can walk in one day. Now that one day means the time that the sun is above the horizon. No, I'm sorry, the whole day, I'm sorry, from beginning to end, from dawn to dusk, can walk 40 milin. Because it's 10 parsa, which is 40. Now, from that 40, we know 5 is occurring when the sun sets until it gets to dusk, and 5 is when the sun dawn until dusk. So how much is left when the sun is above the horizon?
30.
And how much is each part of the of when the sun is below the horizon? Five here. So the thickness, the part that the sun is going down along the thickness of the world, is a sixth. Is 1/6.
Right, yeah.
If this is 30, and here is 5. So what are we? We have a right to assume that since the ratio of the time when the sun is below the horizon relative to the time the sun is above the horizon is 1/6. When it comes to walking, the same is true when it comes to the distance that the sun travels from end to end. The sun travels from end to end. The sun, by us, we travel very little. But when the sun travels, it's traveling 6,000 parsa. We have that tradition. We now have a right to make the calculation that the amount of time it takes for the sun to go through the atmosphere, through the thickness of the world, is going to be 1/6 of that, which is going to be 1,000 parsa. Okay?
Yeah.
Is that a good calculation? I think it's a very solid calculation. Okay, so let's do those words one more time. Let's do the whole Gemara one more time. Let's get the Gemara klar. It's a very hard Gemara. Okay, let's start from Amar Rav very quickly. Amar Rav, one more time. Amar Rav. Shisa alfei parsa haviyam. The world is 6,000 parsa. The sumcho de rikia. The thickness of the rikia of the firmament is going to be alpha's 1,000 parsa. Chada, one statement was Migmar, the tradition. The chad, the second statement is svara. What's the svara? It's kasav loki hodi amar rabba varavachanan amar yachanan kam halach adam bein nebiyayim good parsois. Period. Now let's make the calculation. Meleis hashachar haneitz hachamis heimilin mishkiyas hachamav yatzeis hachamis chamishamilin. Nimsa comes out of yoshal rukia Echad mishisha b'yom. We have 30 in the middle, and we have 5 on each side, so 5 of 30 is a sixth. The male, we have a right to assume that if the sun goes from N10 to 6,000 parsah, 1/6 of that is 1,000 parsah. Excellent. Rabbi Huda says, I have a steer with the thickness of the rakia. He says, Echad me'asara. He says the thickness of the heaven is not a sixth, but a tenth. Now, how do you get this teda? Now, look at his calculation. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has hold of a calculation. Arbasmilin, stira. We said before, from dawn until sunrise was 5. And what does he say?
4.
Mishkiya sacham b'vetzachav nizarbasmil, 4. Nim says, avyishol v'kiya echad me'asar b'yoyim. So let's make the calculation. A person travels from a whole day, 10 parsa. 10 parsa is 40. Now, let's deduct 4 dawn to sunrise, and 4 from sunset to dusk. How much is that? 8. How much you have left over in the middle? 32. How much is 4 relative to 32?
1/8.
One eighth. So therefore, so now we 1/8. So it's going to be 1/8. So now what was the kasha? That's right, getting lost. It's 1 out of 10. Okay, I'm getting a little bit confused. I told you to know. Let's just see. It's 1 me'asara. Okay, so it's 32. Okay, let the Gemara follows. Let's see. The Gemara says, Tiyufta echad me'asar b'yom. Tiyufta du rava, tiyufta. Tiyufta du rava, tiyufta du ula, tiyufta. Let's see Rashi. I'm confused why it says that it's 10. It's 1/10. It should be 1/8. Here's the kash. Okay, I found the kash. Okay, here it is. On the bottom is the kash of my Gemara. Okay, okay, here he is, the kasha means echem asar yom hainu mehayom kuloi me'aloi sashachar atitokam yavul v'avol echad me'arbos milum me'aloi sashachar. Okay, so what he says over here means a tenth is because he's making, there's another way to another calculation.
Yeah.
He's going from the entire 40. In other words, when we now say that a person travels in one day 10 parsa is 40 mil. Okay, it's 40 mil. And now we're taking four, and we're matching up, so we have in the center 32, because it takes four to walk from dawn until sunrise, and four to walk from sunset until dusk. So, but that four, we're comparing to the entire distance from the entire day. Four up against 40. Four against 40.
Well, four on each side, actually.
It's going to be 1/10. So there are many differences in the calculation. Let's just take a step in the. In our previous calculation, when we set it up, that it only takes you, it's 1/6, because we took the we took the 5 mil, and the ratio was 5 against 30. We had a grand total of 40. We deducted 5 from each side to give us a remainder of 30. And then we matched up the 5 on one side, which is what we're calling the thickness, versus the distance of the day itself, which was 30, which equaled 1/6.
Right, and he said 48.
Here, and he's doing, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when he makes his calculation, he's making the calculation with an entirely different perspective. He is saying, how long is the day? I agree with you, the person, Adam Benoni, walks in one day 10 parsa. 10 parsa is 40 mil. But I disagree with you, the amount of time it takes to walk from dawn until sunrise is you don't walk 5 mil, you only can walk 4 mil. And the amount that you can walk from sunset until dusk is not 5, it's 4. So that's 4 on the beginning, 4 at the end. How much is left in the center? 32. 32. So that's a different calculation. Then he also goes on to say that the thickness of the atmosphere is 4 relative to including the beginning and the end, which is a grand total of 40. So 40 against 40, 4 against 40 is 1/10. So there are two major differences between Rabbi Yehuda and Rava. Rava, number one, calculates 5 milin from dawn until sunrise, whereas Rabbi Yehuda calculates only 4 milin from dawn until sunrise. And the second difference is, when we want to now figure out, make this ratio and compare it to the thickness of the atmosphere and how much the sun travels from end to end, according to Rabbah, we're not going to include the amount of distance between sunrise to sunset. We're only going to include, that's what we're going to count. Therefore, the ratio is going to be 5 against 30. 5 against 30 is 1/6. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we make this ratio, we're going to include within it dawn until sunset, which is going to be 4 against 40, which is 1/10. So this is a double tiyufta on Rava. One more time. Rava makes, everyone agrees. What's the given? Everyone agrees that the sun travels from one end to the other end 6,000 parsa. That's a given. That is a given. From one end to the other end, the sun travels 6,000 parsa. The question is, what is the thickness? How much space does the sun travel when it goes through the atmosphere? Which basically means, for our purposes, how much does it travel from dawn until sunrise? And how much space does the sun travel from sunset until dusk? This is a big question mark. Rava came up with the number 1,000. How did Rava come up with this number 1,000? Because he said, look, if I know it goes 6,000 from end to end, and I also know that a person travels in one day 10 parsa, and 10 parsa is 40 saw, 40 milin is 40 milin, and Rava came up with this cheshbon that a person travels from dawn to sunrise 5 milin, and a person travels from sunset until dusk five milin, so let's shave away the five on the left, shave away five on the right. How much the person traveled when the sun is above the horizon? 30. Now, let's look at the part of the time when a person is traveling when the sun is below the horizon. That is equivalent to the sun cutting through the atmosphere. What's the ratio? Well, I said it's 5. 5 against 30. 5 against 30 is 1/6. Now let's take the number 1/6, plug it back into the distance the sun travels. The sun travels 6,000 parsa. So 1/6 of 6,000 is 1,000. Problem with the calculation of Rab is, Rabbi Yehuda has an entirely different understanding of the mathematics of the distance of a person traveling. Number one, he says, first of all, you're mistaken, a person is not traveled from dawn until sunrise 5 milin. He travels 4 milin. And he doesn't travel from sunset until dusk 5 milin. He travels 4. So how much is that? That's a total of 8. How much is the rest of the day? The rest of the day is 32. So we see that's one calculation that is different. And the second distance, the difference, Rabbi Yehuda, when he makes the calculation, he does not deduct the difference from dawn to sunrise and sunset to dusk, but he includes that in the calculation. He includes that. If you include in the calculation, then what is the ratio of the amount of time the sun is rising until it's sunrise, and the amount of time the sun is setting after sunset? It's 4 versus the entire distance, entire length of the entire day, from beginning to 4 against 40. 4 against 40 is 1/10. So that means, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the distance that the sun travels in the atmosphere is not 1,000, but rather 1/10 of 6,000.
Yeah.
6,000 mil, so 1/10 of 6,000. So it's not 1,000, it's going to be significantly less than 6,000 is going to be the shear. 600, it's going to be 600 milin. You have to make
600. Less,
exactly. So we have a double tiyufta on, that's what the Gemara says. So we have over here, Tuyufta, and it's also a kasha on ula. It's a kasha on both of these calculations. Let us say now, it's a tuyufta on Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see Rashi.
He's potter and he.
No, we're just a matter of calculating the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Toshma. Look at the Rashi. Toshma. Yudah Mer Kolecha Miyud Biyoyim. Rabbi Yehuda Kochoshev Lekulu Yoyma Me'alois. That's number one. He calculates the Kuliyoma Me'alois HaShachar Yatzei Sakoy Chavim. That's number one. That's number one. That's why you're getting a tenth of the day, not an eighth of the day. If you would follow the same pattern and you would go and you would calculate 4 against 32, it would result in an eighth. But he says it's a tenth. That's because he calculates the entire distance from Alois from dawn until dusk. Mihu beha maslinu l'rava diktani hacha me'alois ha'shacha ve'aranetz. The point that we want to ask a question to Rava is because Rava said me'alois ha'shacha ve'aranetz hachamo arba milin. It's 4. The hainu oive harikia v'chei mishkiyos ve'atzez hakechavim arba milin pashlu lamid beiz milin me'aranetz hachamo ve'arashkia. That's number 1. And he said for that it's not 32, it's 30. Utyufta derava, udu ulo diyamar. It's a kash on Rav, both on Rav and ulo diyamar. They said that it's shloshim. According to our calculation, the Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be 32 in the middle. And they said it's going to be 30 in the middle. Neima, tevetyufta, next Rashi, let's a kash also Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, kolayma, neima dehodi, aminalel, bedu rababar chahana, meleis ashach, vianetzachama, chamisha milin, kula rababar chana, amala, this calculation of 5 is also a tiyufta. The Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha, because, back to the Gemara, let's say that the number 5 versus number 4 is also a kasha. No, anabi imamuhu damri. I said the total sum of the day, 10 parsa in a day from beginning to end. The Rabbanon who dekotol, they made the mistake. Dekachoshban dekadma v'chashocha, they're the ones who started to calculate too early and too late. When they came up with this number, 4 milin is the amount of time it takes to walk from dawn until sunrise, and the amount of time it takes to walk from sunset until dusk, it's 5 milin. That was their error. It's not a kasha on me. They made a mistake. They made a mistake. I never said the amount of time it takes to walk from Alois until Nates and from Shkia until Tzeitzak HaChavim. You made that calculation, and your calculation was 5. That's a mistake. The calculation is only 4, not 5. The Rabbanon, Ulu v'Rabba, Sheperishu Adavar, Tobi, B'kidma v'choshko, Sheroi v'nei Odom, Halach v'chamisha milin, Kod v'nei Tzachama, Aydei Shemashkim, Kodim alot Shachar, V'chein Omashkiyosa, Aydei Shemashkin, Likon Tzach HaChavim. They made the mistake. Now the Gemara wants to go say, maybe there's one other Tiyufta. Back to the Gemara Tiyufta. Let's lema tiavi tiyufta de Rabbi Chanina. What's Rabbi Chanina? That's a different Gemara. Let's see Rashi. This was from previous Gemara. Diyam mistoim the atsoyar chamisha milin. The distance travel that Lot traveled from Stom until Tsoar, when Lot saw that Hashem overturned Stom, and he asked that Hashem should spare Tsoar so he can go there. So Hashem said, you can travel there. The Chassid says, Uchmoy Hashachar Ola, Uchsiv Hashemesh Yotza Aloret. So there it's very, very clear. He made his request, Alois HaShachar. Lot made his request at Alois HaShachar. And the Pasuk says that Sodom was overturned at Netzachama. And that's when he reached his destination. Because Hashem did not destroy Sodom until Lot reached his destination at Tsoar. And the distance between these two places is 5. We can go and we can take a measuring rod. This is the Mitzvah, the time of the Gemara. You can go and you can measure that the distance between Sodom and Tsoar is exactly 5 milin. So we have now a very big problem. You're telling me this calculation is that the distance the person, the average person, walks from Alois HaShachar until sunrise is 4 milin. But we know for a fact that Lot walked from Sodom until Tsoar 5 milin, because we can measure it, and that distance was traveled during the time of Alois HaShachar until sunrise. So we have a kasha. We have two different opinions in the Gemara. We have one opinion in the Gemara that says the amount of time it takes to walk from Alois HaShachar until sunrise is 5 milin, and the other opinion is 4 milin. And so the Gemara is telling us that it's a tiyuft on the Mandiyama that says that it's 5, because Rabbi Yehuda clearly is an earlier Tana. Rabbi Yehuda is a Tana, you cannot go to Tana. Rabbi Yochanan was the Amora, he was one that must have made the mistake. He says it's 5, and here we see clearly that it's 4, but the problem is we have a calculation that says that it was exactly 5. The Gemara says that a kasha. There it says, they were hurried. They were pressed. The Malachim told Lot, he pressed them. He told them to run. So there they traveled more than Adam Beinoni. Mela, that's why they were able to cover more ground. They were able to cover one more mil during this time period. Okay, that's the Gemara's Maskan. Okay, so we have here Maskana. We have an Erina Sugya. We take out of the sugya.
So you were in camp, they told you to run, then you did 32?
I don't know how we did it. We take out of the sugya, we take out of this sugya, this concept that a person walks an average a day, 10 Adam Beinoni, 10 parsa. 10 parsa is 40 mil. 40 mil is approximately 30 miles. And from those 30 miles, how much does he walk during the time of Alois HaShachar until Nates, and how much does he walk from sunset until Tzeitzak HaChavim? We have two opinions in the Gemara.
Right.
The Gemara's maskana is 4 milin. And the male wants going to be 4 milin. What's left over in the middle? What's left over in the middle is 30 milin is left over in the middle. So what's the ratio from the time the sun rises until from the alois until the alois? It is 4 against of our, well, it depends on the calculations. Yeah. But according to the Gemara's Maskan, it's really 4 against 32.
Right.
But when we make the calculation, not against the amount that it's rising, but connected the entire day. Because the dynamics of the world, of the sun coming up, it's the world is round, and it's much more complex than just the amount that the sun appears above the horizon. The calculation is 4 versus the entire distance of the day, 40. Since a person travels a grand total of 10 parsa, and 10 parsa equals 40 saw, and the amount of time... 40 mil, and the amount of time the sun is rising is 4. So 40 divided by 40 divided by 4 equals 10. That means the ratio of the thickness of the earth to the distance of the earth is 1/10. This is Rabbi Yehuda's calculation. The sun travels from one end of the world to the other end of the world in one day, 6,000 parsa. How much is then the thickness? We have from our other calculation of how much a person walks, it is 1/10 of that. So it would be 600 parsa. If it's 6,000 parsa from one end of the world to the other end of the world, the thickness of the atmosphere will be 600 parsa. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda's calculation, which is the Gemara's Maskana, which includes, again, 6,600. For man walking, it's going to be 10 parsa, which equals 40 mil. 4 here and 4 there, which is going to be a ratio of 1/10 connected the entire day. This was Rabbi Yehuda's understanding, and that, don't ask me a kasha from Sodom, where they walked from Alois until Shkia 5. That's because of Vayoitsu. But we also have to take into consideration the fact that Rabbi Yochanan, he had a different calculation. His calculation different in two. Alois until Nates, correct? We have to also take into consideration the other calculation of Rabbah and Rabbi Yochanan, where they had a different understanding, where they argue primarily on two points. Number one, when you want to make this calculation, a person walks from Alois until Nates, not 4, but 5. And number two, when you want to go and make this ratio comparing the amount the person walks relative to the distance of the heavens and the amount that the sun rises to the atmosphere, it's not going to include the total sun. It's going to only include the actual part of that the sun is above the horizon, which would then mean that it's going to be 5, it's going to be 30 divided by 5, which is going to be a sixth. 1/6, which would then mean, according to Rabbi Yochanan's calculation, the amount of distance the sun travels is going to be 1,000 parsa, 400 parsa more than Rabbi Yehuda's version of 600 parsa. So everyone agrees that the sun travels from one end of the world to the other end of the world, 6,000 parsa. The only question is, how much distance does the sun travel along the thickness of the world? Does it travel 1,000 parsa, or does it travel 600 parsa? Okay, that is the Gemara's Maskan. New Gemara. Talk about Toshma. More I got it to Toshma. Mitzrayim hoya arba meyas parsa, arba meyas parsa. Mitzrayim was 400 parsa al arba meyas parsa. Okay, that's pretty big. Now this is going to be a tiyufta on the Gemara, we'll see in a moment. Mitzrayim and Egypt was only echad mishishim kush, was only 1/60th of Kush. Okay, Kush was a country.
Yeah.
Okay? The Kush, the country of Kush, was echad, was one mishishim ba'olam of the world. The oilam is echad mishishim began. The world is 1/60th of the Gan. The garden. The Gan is Zechar Mishishim be'Eden. The Eden is Zechar Mishishim be'Gehenim. Gehenim is the biggest. Gehenim is very, very large. Nimsa comes out, kolam kula, the whole world is kikisa, kidei legehenim, the whole world is mamish, a tipa, just like covering a bottle cap in size to gehenim. So what's the kasha to yufta? The kasha is, then how can you go tell me that the whole world from end to end is 600, is 6,000 parsa? If you take this calculation, you multiply 60 times 60 times 60 times 6 times 60, you get some type of astronomical number, which is much, 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 much more than 6,000 parsa. So how can you tell me the world is 6,000 parsa from end to end? Tell me the sun is, from the sun travels from one end to the other end, 6,000 parsa. Take these numbers. We start off with Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is 400 parsa. Okay, 400 is not 6,000. But when you multiply 400 times 60, I multiply that by 60, I multiply that by 60, I multiply that by 60, and that by 60, you come out with, I don't know what the number is, but my calculator...
You get the size of Gehenna.
But the sun is traveling through Gehenna also. The sun, when the sun travels from one end to the other, it's encompassing everything. That's the assumption of the Gemara. It encompasses everything that's out there. That's the assumption. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi on the bottom.
But why is tachas, the Gehenna so big?
Why? Because
there's room for everybody. They need room for everybody. Yeah.
The kush, the echav alma olam tvei mishisa alfei parsei. When the sun travels from one end to the other, the Gemara makes this assumption that it's traveling during the day. Everything that Hashem created, including Gehenna. But according to our calculation, it's how many, what do we have the numbers there?
Yeah, 576 billion.
576 billion parsos. But the Gemara says the sun only travels 6,000 parsos. 6,000 parsos is a far cry from 576 billion parsos. Okay? So we got a problem here. So the Gemara says, Nechnami, Gemara says, Tiyufta, in Nechnami, this is a Tiyufta on the previous Gemara. It is a refutation. Tashma, another Gemara. Tashma, the entire world, the entire habitable world is under one star. What does that mean? It means if you go in the car and you go and start driving and you point to a certain star and you look at that star, you can identify that star, and you travel. And you travel the whole night, the whole day and the whole night. Guess what? The star is still there. The star, you have not overtaken it. But how could that be if the world, now you have to, I don't know the mathematics, the calculation, if the world is only 6,000 parsa, so it appears the Gemara, that's a number which is tangible to the human mind. Which means that if you travel enough, you will change positions. The star is not going to be in the exact same location. But the fact is that a person can travel forever and the star doesn't budge, that indicates the world is a lot more than 6,000 parsa. And there's a lot more to the calculation, which I don't know, but Hatzel Gemara says, Toshma, Tan, the real Yorabi, Nasna, Merkel, Yishakulu, Tachas, Kechamechon, Yishab, Teda, Shadam, Letzinena, Bekoicha, Vechad, Hoylech, Lemizrach, Oymikinegdai, Uliabi, Ruchas, Oylem, Mikinegdo. No matter where you go, the star doesn't move, it doesn't budge. Only way that can make sense is to say that the distance from one end of the world to the other end of the world is infinite, Kemat infinite. And that's why it's not budging. That's why it's not going. The Gemara says you're right. It must be that the distance from one end of the world to the other is more like 576 billion, not more like 576, for that, not 6,000. Vaita. Toshma.
What are you talking about? We know that how. We have calculations of how big the earth is.
Right. The earth, okay. Yes. Yeah, so these Gemaras are very mystical Gemaras. Obviously, there's a lot more going on in the Gemara.
The universe.
Yeah.
No,
well,
before we were saying from one end of the
sun. The sun travels.
Before we were saying the earth.
Yeah. I know the sun travels from one end of the world to the other. I don't know. These are very mystical Gemaras. Touch on Homer Gemara. Egla b'tzafin. Okay, these are the constellations. Egla is one of the constellations. That's the north. The Akrav, the scorpion, is Bedar. V'chol Yishev Kuloi Eino Yishev Ela Ben Egla Akrav. V'chol Yishev Kuloi Eino Eino V'chol Yishev. The Mazalos. There's a mazal called Egla, and there's a mazal called Akrav. V'chol Yishev Kuloi Eino Yishev Ela Ben Egla Akrav. V'chol Yishev Kuloi Eino Eino Hoyve Ela Shoachas B'Yoyim She'ein Cham. The whole Yishuv only exists for 1 hour during the day. She'ein Cham Nechneses LeYishuv Ela Shoachas B'Yoyim. The sun only enters in the Yishuv for 1 hour. Teida She'bechomesh Chama B'Mizrach V'Sheva Chama B'Marav Chatzi Sheish V'Chatzi Sheva Chama. This Rosh Kol Yudo. So the same idea is the fact that. Okay, I don't know. We'll have to go through Rashi's. Okay, it requires more eating. We have to go through this. Okay, we'll leave with this. We'll stop here. All right, tomorrow, Mir Tashem, I'll try to be more prepared. I'm sorry.